Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Spring training is here, and the free Odyssey app has everything you need to get ready for opening day. In-depth team coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Exclusive interviews with players, managers, and MLB insiders. And podcasts dedicated to your favorite team. Listen live to the latest breaking news from around the league. Or choose from a list of topics and listen on demand. Baseball lives right here on the free Odyssey app.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey's holding it down for us on the board in New York City. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being locked in. On the roads, at work, at home, in the backyard, at the restaurant, holding it down, patrolling, protecting, helping, whatever you're doing. Thank you for listening. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Shout outs to everybody who moved that clock forward. I guess everybody. The whole damn world moved the clock forward. And so if you're enjoying an extra hour of sunlight, a little bit more sun, good for you. Congratulations. The sun is nice. Nothing wrong with vitamin D. Anyway, we've been hanging out with you for an hour. So much going on in the world of sports. So much going on in the NFL. Are players eligible to negotiate new contracts? Are they able to sign these deals starting on Wednesday? We know that Saquon Barkley is moving on from the New York Giants, joining their rival, the Philadelphia Eagles. We also know that someone like Christian Wilkins is heading to the Raiders. Kirk Cousins is the new quarterback in Atlanta, Georgia for the Falcons. Seconds ago, we found out that Austin Eckler, speaking of running backs, Austin Eckler is moving on from the Chargers, is now going to be toting the rock for the Washington Commanders. Now, listen, Saquon Barkley's deal with the rival Eagles, Saquon Barkley got a 3-year contract, $37 million. He got $26 million at signing. Well, he will get it on Wednesday. And he's getting about $12 million a year. Okay? That's Saquon Barkley. Let me say that again. Saquon Barkley is making $12.3 million a season. He's basically getting a raise of about a mil, 2 mil than what he got last year on the franchise tag. Now, Austin Eckler, his deal with the Commanders, Hickey, what is he getting? What did he get?
He is getting a 2-year deal worth up to total $11.4 million.
Wait a minute. So wait. This is not $11 million per year. This is not $22 million. This is 11 total?
For 2 years, that's correct. With a chance to get up to $1.5 million in incentives. So
5.5 per?
How crazy is that?
So Saquon can get $12 million. Austin Eckler is getting five. Damn. Maybe they fell the wheels fell off the wagon last year. Austin Eckler has been looking for a new contract, it seems like, forever. He's been one of these running backs who has just screamed and yelled about not getting paid. And last year he had to deal with an ankle injury, only had 600 yards rushing to go along with five touchdowns. He is one of these dual threats. They utilize him or did utilize him in the passing game with Justin Herbert as well. He had 436 yards receiving last year. But then if we go back to the year prior, this man had 13 touchdowns on the ground. He had five touchdowns in the air. He's likely to give you an 800-800 type season if he's utilized correctly. But he's 28, and I guess they think that the wheels are falling off. Kind of wild. Austin Eckler only getting five and change a year? Tough for these running backs out here. Speaking of running backs, we also know that Josh Jacobs, he is running over to Green Bay. He is no longer a member of the Raiders. Those days are over. DeAndre Swift is going from Philadelphia to Chicago. Tony Pollard, no longer a member of the Dallas Cowboys. Tony Pollard will be running for the Tennessee Titans, which will basically ensure that Derrick Henry is gone. I think we all knew that. That wasn't going to take place. Devin Singletary is now a member of the New York Giants. Wild, wild stuff. And we're going to get into the New York Giants and Saquon some more, because Tiki Barber and Saquon, oh man, they beefing right now. And Tiki basically said, "You're dead to me." A matter of fact, let's listen to this. This is Tiki Barber from a couple of hours ago. He was on WFAN. Tiki hosts the Afternoons with Evan Roberts on WFAN New York City. And yes, Tiki Barber, legendary New York running back, New York Giants running back. Listen to what he had to say when he found out that Saquon is moving on.
And Saquon has already taken to Twitter himself to say thank you to everyone who's shown me love and support over the past 6 years. Forever grateful. Excited for the next chapter. Blue heart emoji. Peace.
Okay, right. Blue heart emoji.
He's
I'm looking at
him. He's dead to us now.
Yeah, say it.
He's dead to us.
Because he won't say it.
You're dead to us, Saquon. Good luck. You're dead to me.
Oh, wow. Wow. Whoa. See, yeah, well, Tiki's joking. Hickey, he's joking, right? He's joking.
I will say in the video, there was a little bit of a smile. Like, there was not, like, anger, like, bleep you, you're out of here. There was a little bit of a smile on his face as he's saying, you're dead to me.
Yeah, it's jokes. Come on. Not that serious. Saquon, well, we'll talk about it some more. Because Tiki did go on last week and said that he'd basically be dead to the fans, too. But Saquon, he ain't taking none of this as jokes. He says, yeah, you, Tiki. I guess he's referring to him retiring. He says, you're the prime example of loyalty to a team. Tiki also, you know, kind of killed Eli Manning when he was on his way out the door. He said, yeah, you're the prime example of loyalty to a team. Saquon says, I got the deal I wanted. I secured more guaranteed money, which wasn't given to me before. And so if the fans are going to hate me for that, then so be it. But I never turned my back on my teammates and always had theirs. I think that's a little bit of a shot at Tiki. Saquon continued on. You've been a hater since I got to New York. And all the dead to me talk? Don't smile in my face when you see me. Oh, spicy, right? Oh, they need to do one of these sit-down interviews. I'd pay to see it. I would. By the way, speaking of interviews, D. Orlando Ledbetter is going to join us in about 15 minutes to talk about Kirk Cousins and what the hell he's going to do here in Atlanta. It's coming up in 15 minutes. But speaking of a beef, Russell Wilson can't have a beef with anybody. He won't. And late last night, via social media and Russell Wilson putting up a fancy video, he let us all know that he is going to be a member of the Steelers. The Denver Broncos are paying $39 million of his salary because they wanted to give him the boot. The Steelers are only going to have to put up $1 million for this man to show up to work. And now I guess that, you know, Russell Wilson can help them win that Super Bowl that he so eagerly wants to win. You know, this is the same Russell Wilson who did meet with the New York Giants last week, a whole lot of nothing. And he basically said on the Pivot podcast, I'm trying to win more Super Bowls. Listen to Mr. Nice Guy, Russell Wilson.
For me, it's about winning. Over the next 5 years, I want to win too. I want to feel the chill of that trophy again. You know, I love the city and everything else. But, you know, you also want to be a place that wants you too. So the thing that I want to do is win, man. That's all I care about.
Well, that's just what the Steelers do, right? The Steelers went 10-7 last year. Man, they had Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett out there, and you had Mason Rudolph. They won 10 games. Winning is in Mike Tomlin's DNA. Mike Tomlin is not going to have a losing season. He just doesn't. I mean, the Steeler fans don't appreciate him. He goes on a 3-game losing streak, and they want to fire the guy and get him the hell up on out of here. Well, good for Russell Wilson. You head to a team that has Kenny Pickett as the quarterback. Mason Rudolph is a free agent. He can go wherever the hell he wants to go. And so you want to tell me that Russell Wilson wasn't chomping at the bit? Like he's not looking at the Steelers as a place where he can resurrect his career? And for a 1-year contract, if he goes to the postseason, he can get another deal. Good for him. And all he has to do is beat Kenny Pickett. Omar Khan, the general manager of the Pittsburgh Steelers, he talked about Kenny Pickett at the scouting combine. And Omar Khan basically said, yeah, we got Kenny Pickett here, and we believe in him.
I have full faith in Kenny. He's shown us some good things, and obviously there were some issues with the offense, and I'm excited about the impact that Arthur Smith's going to have on him. You know, Arthur's very optimistic about Kenny, and you know, I know they've communicated, and like I said, we'll have some strong competition there. And we'll see where it goes.
Oh, if he plays, Hickey, is Kenny Pickett going to play?
Only unless Russ gets hurt.
Kenny Pickett's sitting around going, damn, this is what I got to deal with. Sad. Well, not really, because Kenny Pickett, I mean, from the day that they drafted this dude, I'm like, Kenny Pickett, really? They believe in this guy? I get it. Hometown hero, you know, go to school at Pitt, drafted by the Steelers. But Kenny Pickett is as average can be. I mean, over the past two seasons, Kenny Pickett has led the damn Steelers to a whopping 13 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. That's the definition of mediocre. Kenny Pickett can play the position. But Kenny Pickett's not going to go out there and win you games. He can certainly go out there and lose you games. And so congratulations to Russell Wilson, who's now going to be playing up in the AFC North. Now, look, is this moving the Steelers into, you know, Super Bowl contention? No. The Steelers will go to the playoffs. I would expect them to lose again unless Russell Wilson is going to put on a cape. And I don't think he will. He's going to go out there. He's going to throw for 25-plus touchdowns. They're going to go to the postseason. I don't want to say they're going to dive, but they just don't excite me. Russell Wilson is good, but I don't think the entire roster is good enough for them to go out there and just all of a sudden knock off the Cincinnati Bengals. It don't matter where T. Higgins ends up. And then also go out there and knock off, dare I say, the Ravens. And dare I say, the other man who likes to get massages with the Cleveland Browns. Look, AFC North is always tough as hell. Always. And so will the Steelers be good? Yeah, I think so. And if they're bad, Russell Wilson better get used to being a backup, because that's what the hell he's going to start being here in his NFL career. Hey, lo and behold, leave it to Russell Wilson to give Mike Tomlin his first losing season. I would chuckle, and then I'd laugh, and then I'd chuckle some more. Hickey, what do you think Russell Wilson will do here with these Steelers?
I'm with you. Not much. Like, at this point, I mean, he's better than Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. He's better than any quarterback the Steelers have had the last 2 years. Yes. But is he good enough to get them to the playoffs? I just don't think so. The rest of the AFC is going to get better. They're the worst team right now in the AFC North. And, I mean, honestly, their best bet is hoping for catastrophic quarterback injuries like we saw last year with Aaron Rodgers going down and Joe Burrow going down. I just think right now the AFC is getting better around them, and I don't think Russell Wilson is good enough at quarterback to lead them to the playoffs next year.
Damn. That's going to be a story. You know that, right? Russell Wilson joins the Steelers, and for the first time they don't make – he's just going to be a sad individual. If that happens, he's just going to have to stay at home with his wife, right?
And that's three Hall of Fame head coaches that he has let down and or been jettisoned by? Not good.
That would hurt his Hall of Fame chances, I think.
And you know his ego?
I'm sure he'll come out with a book. And I like how we're predicting the future. But if they don't make the playoffs with him at the helm, it's okay. He's going to be a backup the next year. And then whenever he's retired, he's going to come out with a book about, you know, beating adversity and how awesome his career was and all these wonderful things. Because it's Russell Wilson. Everything is always great, right? And not a bad thing can happen to Russell. You always got to think about the bright side. There is no negativity. What a guy. Congratulations, Russell Wilson. Going to be a member of the Steelers. And the world will move on. And Mike Tomlin? Oh, can't wait for Mike Tomlin to talk about his quarterback. That'll be a fun watch. And you mentioned the coaches. Sean Payton didn't want him. Pete Carroll got to the point where they didn't want each other. And I don't know. Maybe things will work out with Mike Tomlin. I like Mike Tomlin. I'm rooting for the Steelers. I hope Russell Wilson doesn't stink the joint up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And maybe Russell Wilson can help Saquon Barkley and Tiki get along. Just maybe. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about somebody who is happy. Kirk Cousins is happy, and he's the newest quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. To talk about it, D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is going to join us to break it all down. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven. Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Shall I take your order or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A lot of moving, a lot of shaking going on in the NFL. New faces, new places. And probably the biggest face and name that has moved today is Kirk Cousins. He is now a member of the Atlanta Falcons be able to officially sign that deal on Wednesday. To talk about the Falcons, the NFC South, what this means for this upcoming season, joining us is someone right here in Atlanta, Georgia with me, D. Orlando Ledbetter, who covers the Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Hey, D-Bet, how you doing, man?
Hey, Jay, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. Anytime we get Atlanta brother on, we are absolutely going to do it. Kirk Cousins, no shock that he's here with the Falcons, given what we have heard over the past week. What were your initial thoughts when we found out that this was actually going to go down?
Yeah, you know, we kind of got wind last week, and then I had to wait to the official tampering period to get it on the record from his agent. But, yeah, was able to, you know, see how he'll fit in the offense. Kevin O'Connell came from the Rams. Raheem brought all the offensive guys with him from the Rams. So there's no learning curve for him. And there's some weapons around them to perhaps do some damage more than the 7-10 they've been putting up over the last three seasons.
Well, D-Bed, when you think about Kirk Cousins, and he's obviously a hell of an upgrade given what they had last year, what do you think the ceiling is for this Falcons group with Kirk Cousins at the helm?
Probably the NFC South and maybe stealing a game like the Bucs did last year. You know, they got hot late. You know, no championship-level teams are in this division. There are no championship-level quarterbacks. But, you know, maybe you can overtake Tampa Bay, which has won it the last 3 years. Maybe you could beat Derek Carr now. Not get put 48 points put on you like in the last game. And you should still be ahead of Bryce Young and the Panthers. So you're in the pack now. You got a chance to get to the playoffs as a division winner. But, yeah, you're not ready to take on the 49ers and some of the heavyweights, maybe not even Detroit in the NFC yet.
D. Orlando Ledbetter is here with us. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio covers the Falcons for the Atlanta Journal Constitution. You talked about the NFC South. It looks to me that Tampa is probably their best competition. What are your thoughts surrounding also the Saints and then also taking a look up north at the Panthers?
The Bucs probably, you know, they've won it the last 3 years and put it together with their defense and kept Winfield and kept Evans. Now, the Saints, they're going to have to make some moves down there. Coach Allen has moved some people around on the offensive side of the ball. And he's got to get something that works a little bit better with Derek Carr down there. Their defense is solid but not spectacular, so they're going to have to try to improve that through the draft. Everybody's on the come up in this division. The Panthers just traded their best player, the best one left, Brian Burns. You know, they've gotten rid of McCaffrey, Burns, and everybody else. Derek Brown might be the best one left there now. They're rebuilding up in Charlotte, but everybody else has kind of got their gun pointed at each other here in the South to try to see who's going to be the last one standing.
Oh, D, let me ask you this. Specifically, when it comes down to the Falcons, we know that they're not in the upper echelon when it comes to the NFC. They should be playoff contenders. What are some other spots that they need to take care of here in this offseason?
Well, they got to get some wide receivers. They only have one in Drake London. And Raheem and Jack Morrison run a lot of 11 personnel. So the three receivers that they have are free agents and probably won't be re-signed. Mac Hollins, Scotty Miller, and Ben Jefferson. So you need to get some receivers. They're in a good spot at 8 to maybe get a Duze or Neighbors or, you know, wait till later and exploit the wide receiver depth in the draft. Need a right tackle maybe long term. And on the defensive side of the ball, you could also use that top pick to get an edge rusher and improve the stagnant pass rush.
Oh, man, they haven't had a pass rusher consistently since, what, John Abraham? How long we got to go back?
Yeah, that's about right, but we got to forget Vic Beasley had 15.5 during the Super Bowl year. And when Brian Cox left, Vic Beasley didn't want to rush the quarterback anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the hell happened there. He kind of disappeared off the face of the earth. The Orlando Ledbetter here with us on CBS Sports Radio. One deal that did not take place, that was bandied about as an option besides Kirk Cousins, is Justin Fields. Was that ever realistic here for the Falcons? Ever?
No, it was at one point. You know, they were going to reassess it because they could have took Justin Fields. They didn't. They passed on him and took Kyle Pitts. And so it was going to be up to the new coach to reassess and decide if they were going to revisit Justin Fields. And when Raheem came in and was talking about quarterbacks who could process, who could spread the ball around, who could be the trigger man, those were all the things that, you know, Justin hasn't shown he's been able to do yet. So he was not really going to be in the picture, but he was temporarily there. So that's why the Falcons moved on to the traditional quarterback and gave Kirk Cousins a whole lot of money today.
Well, D, we know that Justin Fields is from here in the area, and any insight as to what might happen for him next? It doesn't look like things are too hot for him right now.
Yeah, you know, the Raiders still could be a possibility, but, you know, then there'll be some fence mending with Luke Getsy if that's the case. You know, that's where we're at right now with Justin until there's another shoe drop. Do you keep him? You know, that's another option for the Bears. But, yeah, the market kind of dried up, you know, with the dominoes starting to fall on Sunday with Baker Mayfield, the Mac Jones trade, and then a little Uncle Russ going to Pittsburgh. And, you know, all that was left was Justin and Kirk Cousins. So he's got the best spot left, and we'll see if everything works out for him here, leading up into free agency.
D. Orlando Ledbetter is here with us from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. When you think about the landscape and the moves that have taken place today, just Saquon Barkley moving and Gardner Minshew and just going to the Raiders. We got a ton of moves. Is there any move in particular that really caught your eye outside of what's taking place here in Atlanta?
Yeah, Wilkinson going to the Raiders. That's a big move. They need some help for Max Crosby up there. I like the Josh Jacobs to Green Bay move. You know, NFC North, you got to run the ball at some point. You know, it's going to be snow on the ground. So I really like that, you know, and they had Aaron Jones, but I think Josh got a little bit more power to him. So that'll be good for Love and the Packers at quarterback. Those are some of the moves that have jumped off the board at me here early in free agency.
Well, listen, we know you got some busy times heading towards the draft, and I don't want to blink and say, boom, we're going to be in training camp, but I know the Falcons are going to keep you busy, D. What are your thoughts, I guess, as an overall, on them bringing back Raheem Morris?
Yeah, I thought that was a good deal for them. He put in his time, and I've seen it up close from here in Atlanta, and even when he was in Tampa, you know, hung with him and Coach Tomlin at the Combine. They were, you know, plotting and figuring out how to get him back into the mix. He attached himself to some of the best coaches in the league, and he should have learned a lot from the Shanahans, Sean McVay, John Gruden, John N.J. Gruden. And, you know, at 47, he comes back in not guessing on what he thinks is going to work. He knows what's going to work. And so, yeah, you'd like to see everybody get a second chance, and he's certainly getting one. A lot of folks expecting him to hit the ground running here in Atlanta.
What we've heard, and this is the last question for you, D., we've heard people kind of yes and no the addition of Kirk Cousins. From people that you've spoken to, whether it be fans and radio here on 92.9, what's the consensus really on this addition to Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, I checked on my way because we got a little poll out there too. It's 45%, pro, 26 or so kind of like, no, this is horrible. And then five, then the rest, another 30 about, hey, you know, this is a bad move, costs a lot of money. So, you know, in Georgia down south, you got to be over 50% to not have a runoff.
Oh, yeah, we know about that. Well, what concerns could there possibly be besides his injury and his age? Is that it? Like,
Yeah, 36. He'll be 36 by August, and he's got a ruptured Achilles. Medicine is a lot better now than the old days. And then it's a two-year deal. It's a stopgap deal. A lot of people wanted to see them building for the long term and the future, and they still may do that in the draft, get another quarterback in here for him to mentor while he's at the controls. But, yeah, folks want to see them building something that's going to last, not just win the NFC South for a year, and then you got, you know, back in the same boat in a couple of years trying to develop a quarterback.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. We know at least for this upcoming year, they should be better if he's on the field. D. Orlando Ledbetter, where can people follow you and keep up with all your great work?
Well, thank you. Follow me at D. Orlando AJC on the Twitter/X. And on our Falcons page on Facebook, it's Atlanta Falcons News Now.
Well, absolutely. Hey, you got all these awards. Do you have any more room for your Sports Writer of the Year awards? You got more room?
We got a little bit more room. We'll keep on pushing here and get a couple more to go with that one.
Beautiful. I'll talk to you soon, D. Appreciate you taking the time to hop on.
Sure, no problem, JR. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. That is the D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Covers all things Falcons, and I ain't joking. That man picks up a lot of awards for his writing, and he certainly is, I don't want to say running out of space. He has more space for more. Thank you, D, for joining us. It, you know, Hickey and I talked about this, and that's why I just asked D as well. It's like, what are Falcons fans feeling? You know, I'm preparing for the show. I haven't asked my friends or reached out to people. I haven't turned on the radio here. And it's just like, I know Falcons fans seemingly will never be happy with the quarterback until they know that they have a guy that they can rely on for like the next 10 years. But that's not where this team is at right now. The Atlanta Falcons are in a space to try to win right now. This is not a build for the future. Let's get a guy. You know, Fields is a better option. Cousins is a better option than Fields if you want to run right now. That's not to say that Justin Fields could not have been here, grown, taken him to the playoffs, and then become a better quarterback. But look, the Falcons are in a much better spot. Kirk Cousins is a more surefire option. You know what you got. You know what the injury concerns and risks are, and that's about it. That's it. He's surefire. He's a sure bet. And Falcons fans still want Michael Vick to come back. Well, at least they want him to come out of a time machine and help things out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're going to talk more about Justin Fields on the other side of the break because, yeah, it ain't looking too good for him right now. And he had a little bit of a heads up, too, based on the Chicago Bears letting pretty much everybody know that, listen, we may not keep this guy around.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture. When I looked up the flight, when that door flew off, these people were dead silent. Everyone just quiet. I don't think I could contain it. I think that's free reign to wail on your call button in that situation. Bung, 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 bung. Hey, I don't want to be a pest. Was there a door when I got up? Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to D. Orlando Ledbetter for joining us in the last break. Talking about Kirk Cousins, the newest member of the Atlanta Falcons. 4 years, $180 million. Next hour, we're going to get into Saquon Barkley The man is no longer a member of the New York Giants, signing a contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. This man goes down the New Jersey Turnpike, and now he's the enemy. I like beef. He's even beefing, him and Tiki Barber beefing with each other. I love it. New York Giants legendary quarterback, running back, excuse me, and now the former New York Giants running back. They got beef. I love it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, in talking to D. Orlando Ledbetter, we had a conversation about a native in Justin Fields, who's kind of like twisting in the wind right now. And we're going to talk about Justin Fields in a bit, but let's go to Dan. Dan is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dan?
I'm talking about the Aaron Jones-Jacobs trade. It's tough because Jones is my favorite player, but it's tough realizing it's a business and looking at it, they save a couple million and get a guy 3 years younger who's bigger and probably just as talented, but it's still tough. It's tough. You know, it's like, oh, love the guy. I love Jones, the big glasses, and, you know, what a heart. The guy has, I'm hoping as a Packer fan that wherever he goes, he still succeeds. Just love the guy.
Yeah.
But I understand it's a business.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was only a couple of seasons ago. He had, what, 19 touchdowns in a year. But we know running backs, it's tough. I mean, if you got to think about the deal that Austin Eckler received from Washington, only about $5.5 million a season, then I don't even want to think about what Aaron Jones might get. I'm not going to say he's going out there and playing for free. I'll take his salary. But the fact really is that it's a hard knock life. But look, you should, as an overall, feel good about the Packers. They're picking up Jacobs. You've seen the emergence of Love. Looks like he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL for years now, man. You don't got nothing really to complain about, Dan.
I don't. I just feel a little bad about it. And Kirk Cousins leaving Vikings, I think that was – Kirk Cousins is good. He's not flashy. He's a game manager. He's good. I don't get where the Vikings are going on that, I'm glad to see it.
I was going to say, you should be happy that he's gone. I mean, you still have to go out there and compete with the Lions, the Bears. They're going to have a rookie quarterback. So, yeah, man, you should be living the life with the Packers right now. So congratulations, Dan. Yeah, Aaron Jones is gone, but you got a better replacement. You'll be okay. You're going to get your Josh Jacobs jersey any day now, right?
We'll see. We will see.
All right. Talk soon, Dan. Take it easy.
Yeah.
All right. Shout outs to Dan for calling from Wisconsin. He's like, oh, Aaron Jones is leaving and I'm going to miss him. Yeah, well, you and I are going to miss him the minute that Josh Jacobs is running in them touchdowns. Be perfectly fine. And speaking of the Chicago Bears, yeah, I just mentioned that up in the NFC North, they're going to be trotting out a rookie quarterback who we all kind of know is going to be Caleb Williams, and Justin Fields is just twisting in the wind. Some of his options are done. They're finished. There is no Atlanta for Fields. There is no Steelers. He ain't going to Washington. He ain't staying in Chicago, or could he, right? At number one pick is going to be there. They're going to keep this angry dude there. I doubt it. You got a team in New England, who just traded Mac Jones, by the way. Yeah, Mac Jones. Hey, Hickey, could you believe we didn't mention Mac Jones? That shows you how irrelevant he is, right?
I'm shocked he didn't lead the show. That's how good he was.
I was sitting down sipping on some tea yesterday. My voice is good so far, right? Right?
Sounds very strong.
Yeah, I did the voice. I did the voice. I did my Saturday show in New York, and my voice was crap on Saturday. I was like, oh, how am I making it through? But I guess a day off yesterday did me some good. My voice still isn't where it needs to be, but it's a process. I'm getting there. But anyway, I was sitting down yesterday having some tea, and then it popped up Oh, my God, Mac Jones is being traded to Jacksonville. And he's from North Florida. I believe specifically he's from Jacksonville. So this is a homecoming for him. And so Mac Jones gets a chance to go home and carry the bags of Trevor Lawrence. Must I remind you, they were taken in the same draft about, I don't know what, 10, 14 spots apart. And what a hard knock life. Mac Jones was a Pro Bowler to start off in New England. And now he's going to be standing behind Trevor Lawrence. It's tough, man. What a world. And that might be something that Justin Fields has to get used to, because I just went through a bunch of teams and it ain't looking all good. And I believe if Justin Fields was all that hot, if teams were really trying to bring him in, he would have got moved by now. That's it. Russell Wilson had freedom to go around and meet with folks, and he took the Steelers. He's not stupid, because he wanted to get himself a job before other jobs dried up. And Fields is cooked. Damian Woody on ESPN actually sat around earlier today, and he said that Justin Fields might need to switch up his thought process and his expectations.
There is no starting gig for Justin Fields out there right now. Let's just be frank about it. I think if you're Justin Fields, your mindset has to recalibrate to the point of, okay, where can I go to kind of develop and kind of and hit the restart button on my career? Or go to an organization that has a starting quarterback that has similar skill set as me, and then maybe that's my avenue to getting on the field, because we know how often these quarterbacks get injured out there on the playing field. So I think right now, Justin Fields has got to be, and his representative got to be looking at the landscape like, okay, man, this like starting gig might not be out there for us right now. We just got to get to the best place that can develop, that can hopefully develop me as a quarterback.
Yep. This man might be looking at backup city. Backup city. It's tough. He didn't improve as a passer. How the hell are you going to throw him back out there? We got a new set of quarterbacks who are getting ready to come in. You hot. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. Justin Fields is not hot right now. But then Damian Woody continued on, and he basically said, well, you got coaches in the NFL. They got something to do with this. Listen.
This whole thing pisses me off. You know, I'm going to tell you why. Because so many of these coaches want to put, you know, they want, can this guy play in my system? Yep. That's not what coaching is. Yep. Coaching is literally taking a guy's skill set and formulating your scheme to fit him. You mean to tell me there aren't coaches out there that can look at Justin Fields and what this guy has put on tape, what this guy has done, and you can't put together a plan to get this young man going? Like, that's where we're at. That's literally what we're discussing right now. Yeah. Like, there's nobody out there that's willing to say, let's formulate a plan to get this young, talented quarterback and see if we can't mold him into something. I just think it's an indictment on the coaches in our league that no one has a plan to try to get this talent.
He's not all that good at throwing the ball. Come on. Come on. This isn't some, I don't want to see. Let me try to use an example here. Okay, maybe Kyler Murray, right? You know, Kyler Murray, he's too small. He'll never win. He just came off of an injury. You know, I've seen Kyler Murray throw the rock. It's not like this is Kyler Murray. Yeah, a little bit unconventional build as a quarterback. This ain't Kyler Murray. It's Justin Fields. I feel like he's back in college. I feel like he's here when he was in Georgia. And yeah, he became a better passer. They let him pass at Ohio State. But here with the Bulldogs, they just said, hey, run the ball. They didn't trust him to throw the rock. And so I don't want to say there's a regression to back when he's in college. I'm not going that damn far. The fact of the matter is, Justin Fields may not be one of the best quarterbacks, may not be one of the top 32 quarterbacks in the NFL next year, based on the fact that he's not one of its best passers. I mean, look, Lamar Jackson has improved as a passer since he's come into the league. And Justin Fields, I hope he has Mac Jones' number. They may have to start a support group for dudes who just got to just take their lumps and be backups. Man, not even Baker Mayfield had it this bad. Some tough going. Good luck to Justin Fields. Just ain't looking all that hot right now. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. On the other side, it's time to talk about Saquon. Saquon Barkley, the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles. And Tiki Barber, former New York Giants, said, Saquon is dead to us. At least he's dead to me. He's joking, right? He's joking. Well, Saquon took it serious. We're going to talk about it on the other side. And another guest, Dave Zangar from NBC Sports Philly, joins us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture. When I looked up the flight, when that door flew off, these people were dead silent. Everyone just quiet. I don't think I could contain it. I think that's free reign to wail on your call button in that situation. Bung, 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 bung. Hey, I don't want to be a pest. Was there a door when I got up? Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.